Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Who did not meet the Lord when he triumphantly entered Jerusalem as a king? Who did not cry out then, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? But then 4 days later, the same crowd cried out, crucify him, crucify him. We should not be surprised at this. We should be surprised that there was this radical change from praising to giving a punishment, punishment of death. Why am I saying we shouldn't be surprised? Would we do something different if we were there? Would we go against the crowd? Or would we go with the group and take the easy out, denying Christ? If you listen carefully to today's gospel, we heard about Judas. We heard about people who rejoiced. We heard about his apostles. Even they did not understand what was happening. But yet they were happy and proud. Finally, Christ is getting respect that he truly deserves. And yet, at the hour of crucifixion, they too ran away. And not just running away, but like Peter, denying any relationship with Christ. Nowadays, we might say it is different. We would never crucify God on the cross. We know better. We would act differently. But yet, our action tells us different. Maybe we do not crucify Christ physically, but through our actions, through our desires, through our passions, we crucify him daily, if not hourly, in our heart. Don't we do the very same thing when upon receiving the holy mysteries of body and blood of our Lord, we barely even leave the church, forgetting everything? Both our reverence to God's mercy towards us. Maybe we came or come to church in good mood. We came to church, said our preparatory prayers, which makes us ready to receive the Holy Eucharist. Then we are in a joyful mood, really welcoming God, and we are excited to receive him. But then right after liturgy is over, we walk outside and we start to gossip. We start to point at others' faults. And maybe someone cut us off on a highway, and we say words that should not touch our tongue, especially after receiving Eucharist. Or even worse, we skip the divine liturgy because of sport games or other stupid programs which have no value. We are willing to go as low as to deny Christ without hesitation right after receiving Eucharist. It is not the same. We don't even have to wait 4 days to radically change our mood. It literally takes split seconds for us to go from Hosanna to crucify him. I was reminded of a story said by St. Amphilios. And I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'll skip the discussion part. But I think for us moving forward, entering the Holy Week, it can be a certain encouragement for us. Saint Amphilios said a story about a certain monk. To those who were losing hope because they kept repeating same sin over and over and they could not get rid of it, so they lost hope. So Saint Amphilio says, there was a monk who was slave to bodily passions. This monk sinned every day. He failed every single day, sometimes several times a day. But always when he committed this sin, he ran to church, he went in front of the icon of Christ, he fell with tears on the ground, asking God, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned again. Please free me from this passion. O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Then the monk left the church knowing of God's mercy and that he has been forgiven. But shortly right after, he sinned again. And again he ran to church with the firm hope that God will forgive him his sins. This monk did it for over 10 years, and every single day, maybe sometimes multiple times a day. But then, once monk came to church again. And then Saint Amphilios says that there was, while the monk was lying on the floor in front of the icon of Christ, Satan appeared in a visible form, accusing God that God is not just. Because God judged Satan once when Satan sinned. But now God is forgiving this sinner, this monk, again and again. And the discussion continued. But then at the end of the discussion, God says, I am just. And I am judging person according to the state in which the death finds him. And then he told Satan, and now I'm calling this servant to me. At that moment, the monk was saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And with these words, the monk gave his soul to God. I love this story because it gives us hope. It tells us that we should never give up, that we should have patience with ourselves even if we fall into sin again and again, every single moment. And we need to study ourselves and see what kind of sins we fall into. And once we find out, then there should be a ruthless battle fighting against that sin. This monk could have given up. He could have said, forget it. I cannot be forgiven. I'm done. But rather, he knew the sin. He knew that in order to win against that sin, he had to crucify himself. He had to sacrifice everything he had. That means that every time he sinned, he immediately dropped everything and went to church. He put his healthiness of his soul above everything else. Maybe we cannot do the same thing as this monk did, but maybe we can bite our tongue rather than gossip or saying bad words. Or maybe if we catch ourselves in sin, we should immediately turn to God and say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And then go and confess it. But don't wait to turn to God until confession. Do it right there and there. Confession and repentance is important. It's so important that even if you call me at 3 a.m. in the morning, Father, I cannot live with myself. I've done this sin. Can I come for confession? And I'll tell you, come. Any priest should tell you, come. And I will be rejoicing with you. I'll be rejoicing with you as father rejoiced when his prodigal son came back, because his son was dead and he became alive through repentance. So let us not be surprised. We sin every single day. We are part of this movement, Hosanna, crucify him. But it is up to us where we want to remain. We are entering Holy Week, a very important week of our life. Let us challenge ourselves to remain in this state of Hosanna. Let us come to every church service so we can remain in the state of joy and gladness. When we crucify ourselves, when we sacrifice almost everything, we help our Lord to carry his cross. And by that, the Holy Resurrection, Pascha, will be so much more beautiful, so much more joyful. Glory to Jesus Christ.